Good morning, this is Gwen Willow. I thought that this morning it'd be fun to do a little questionnaire that I found on Gone Wild Audio. It was called the Proust questionnaire. I don't know if this is still a thing, but I thought maybe if y'all wanted to get to know me a little better, this could be a fun way to do it. Okay, let's get started. Question number one is, what is your gender and sexual orientation? I'm a bi girl, and I always knew I liked women, but recently I realized that my attraction to non-binary folks, as well as approximately like six men, makes me bi. I don't say pan, not because I don't love all my pan friends and think they're not valid or something, but because I definitely have my preferences in my attractions. Not saying men don't have a shot, just saying ladies and NBs have much easier access to my heart and other parts. Okay, question number two, what gets you turned on? What really turns me on? I'd say a lot of intimacy, communication, some gentleness, but also like once I'm in the right headspace, I love roughness, like some spankings. Like my favorite thing is being soft-dommed. I don't know if that's even the right way to phrase it, but like getting dommed with all that roughness, but then also kind of checking in like, how you doing, baby girl? Or, oh, you're so good for me, kind of stuff. I'm not a fan of being objectified, I guess is what I'm getting at. Number three, what is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? This is a tough one because I don't know what the question is specifically asking. I guess, like, my own interactions with sex would probably best be defined by the intimacy and trust that goes along with sex. I'm a huge softy bottom sub. What is your favorite sexual act? This is number four. What is your favorite sexual act? My favorite sexual act is probably getting fucked. I don't know if that's a cop-out answer. I just really love when someone is just pushing away inside me and my clit throbs every time they push deeper and getting so wet. If that's a cop out, my other favorite sexual act is when someone comes on my face. That, oh my gosh, just even thinking about it. What quality, oh sorry, number five. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? This may have been obvious, but like gentleness, patience, but also, a little bit of authority, you know? Like when someone is speaking very softly with me, but is telling me what they want me to do. Oh my gosh, I fucking melt. What is number six? I keep forgetting the numbers. Number six, what is your idea of a good sexual encounter? My idea of a good sexual encounter is when all the folks involved are checking in with each other and making sure no boundaries are being crossed and all limits are being honored, but also just like getting caught up in it and that we lose track of time and all we know is how good we're feeling. I think orgasms are great, but I feel like a lot of folks put so much emphasis on that being like the finish line of sex, and that's not what I find useful, especially as someone who has a hard time getting there herself. Thank you, medications. Hold on. Oh God, I can't scroll. When number seven. Okay, remember the numbers, Gwen. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear, and how do you prepare yourself? When I want to feel sexy, I love wearing pink and black. I think I've always thought of that color combo as really cute and sexy. I also enjoy a burgundy color. I think the deep red is like a classic sexy vibe. I have this amazing burgundy plaid suspender skirt that I wear with like a black and white striped top, and I feel so sexy in that, like kind of school girly. I remember once wearing it with fishnets and these zip-up ankle boots and looking so cute and wearing them to a date, and this boy's reaction was just severely underwhelming. I also have this cute outfit that's like this pink top with little white cactuses all over it, and I wear it with this black velvety skirt that I got at Hot Topic. And both of these skirts I've mentioned have pockets, so like, what could be better? But then with that skirt and top, I wear these adorable pink and white thigh highs that I got from Sock Dreams that fit even my thighs. Number 8, what fictional character or a living personality turns you on the most? Okay, I'm going to be a total weeb here. There's this woman in an anime I just finished. The anime is Dorohedoro. It's on Netflix, but this woman's name is Noi, and oh my gosh, she's so fucking tall and muscly, and she has this adorable face, and she's kind of dumb. Like, the best way I can describe her is like the woman version of a himbo. Like, not a bimbo. That's an entirely other thing. But like, ugh, I want to marry her and or have her kill me. Number 9 is who turns you on the most in your life. In my life, probably the person who turns me on the most is my girlfriend. She and I have been through everything together. She knows everything that makes me feel good. So that's an easy one. Number 10, what are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? Oh gosh, I like baby girl. I think I said that before. I think that's the right amount of sexy and diminutive. I love being called good girl, like a cuddle slut, desperate little slut, needy little one, sweetie, all sorts of things. I'm not the most hardcore individual. I don't know if y'all can tell. Number 11 is, which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? I mentioned it earlier, but I have a hard time coming on my own, so like even with help, I still have a pretty hard time. So I would really love that porn star talent of being able to come like over and over again with not an hour and a half of lead up. Number 12, how did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting? I found out about GWA through my exploration of things I enjoy, like ASMR, and finding out that I really liked people talking to me. And I already loved roleplay videos and audios, and when I started digging deeper, I found this subreddit, and I was hooked, honestly. I started posting a couple days ago because I would tell people I trusted about it, and they already tell me that I have a lovely voice, thank you. And I get a lot of comments at work that I have a delightful voice, that they'd love to hear me on the radio. I don't know how much of that is just like customers flirting. But I've always wanted to be a voice actress, and I thought a fun way to practice my mic work and have a little fun would be posting for you all. Number 13, what is your dirtiest fantasy? My dirtiest fantasy? I'd kind of love to be someone's little stay-at-home sub, maybe taking care of the house a little bit while they're away at work, but most of the day just like picking out cute clothes to wear, wearing like a plug or a vibe for them to control, looking cute and like maybe streaming if they let me to like make a little money, but then when they get home just like giving myself to them and having them be so excited to finally let out all that like sexual energy that they've been saving up all day. Either that or be like a common sub to a group of beautiful doms. Number 14, what is the kinkiest sex you've ever had in detail? So confession time, I haven't had a whole lot of kinky sex in my life. I've had a lot of sex, but as you can guess, a lot of it has been very soft and vanilla, mostly due to boundaries I have regarding roughness and trauma. But there was this woman last year we met on a dating app. I think she even used to post here. I don't remember her username. She ghosted me like a year ago. But anyway, she had this way of just like knowing exactly when and how hard to push me up against like a wall and just like let her hands run all over me and just grab me. And oh my gosh, she knew just what to do. And then number 15, what is my favorite part of my body? I have a really hard time loving my body, but I'd have to say it's my ass. It's really nice. It's bouncy and round, and it's fun to make very red. but I also like my clit. I think that's probably pretty obvious. Okay, so those are my responses to the Proust questionnaire. I really like doing this, and I'm glad I could share this with y'all. And I hope you enjoyed learning a little bit more about me. All right, have a good day.